KQED.
San Francisco may be the birthplace of the sharing economy, but now it's at the forefront of efforts to rein in the revolution. The city's Board of Supervisors is considering new regulations on short-term apartment rentals, and a measure that may be on San Francisco's November ballot would make it even tougher for people to use companies like Airbnb to rent out residential property. Carolyn Saeed of the San Francisco Chronicle has been following the story, and she joins us now to talk about what's going on.
Thank you, Rachel.
So the blowback seems to be happening in places like San Francisco and New York, where the supply of housing is tightly constrained and prices are rising.
That's exactly right. A big concern in those areas is that Airbnb and the like are encouraging people to convert residences to much more lucrative, basically short-term hotels, and thus removing housing that otherwise would be available for long-term residents.
It is so difficult to get an apartment in San Francisco. I suppose that explains some of the anger as compared to places like Los Angeles or Tahoe.
Many cities nationwide actually have bans on rentals of less than 30 days. However, those bans are very laxly enforced, even here and in New York, and they have been basically ignored both by the people renting out on Airbnb and, frankly, by city officials. Airbnb has kind of a blanket statement saying you must, conform with all local laws and regulations. And they have in recent weeks added much more language explaining to people that they could be in violation of the law. They have added some sections. If you dig down, they have links explaining the specific laws in bigger cities like San Francisco and New York. But many people who started off doing Airbnb, had no idea that it wasn't okay for them to do.
And what about this proposed ballot measure that's also been unveiled?
So the proposed ballot measure is far more stringent. The most controversial aspect of that is that it has a reward for basically Airbnb bounty hunters. People who turned in their neighbors for doing Airbnb would get 30% of any fines and back taxes that accrued as a result. It would effectively ban Airbnb throughout the city. It's very unclear at this point whether that ballot proposal has a chance of even getting to the ballot. The backers need to raise quite a bit of money. They don't have any major groups that have, come out and said that they're going to support it.
Now, what about the state level? Are there any efforts you're aware of in Sacramento to address this new part of the economy?
That is a good question, and I am not aware of any efforts in Sacramento. I think that is primarily because it is such an intensely local issue. Some cities might actually welcome it. Cities that are where housing is not in such tight supply, where housing is not as expensive, it's not as controversial in less densely populated areas.
Now, Airbnb officials say that they're planning to collect hotel taxes in San Francisco, Portland, New York City, and possibly more than that. Why not just simply make it a policy to levy taxes for all cities in the U.S.?
Well, that's a great question. I would say that a question should be addressed to Airbnb. And for that matter, why not have made it a policy from the very beginning? Or why not have made it a policy from 2 years ago when the San Francisco Treasurer's Office gave a ruling that Airbnb was, in fact, obligated under San Francisco law to start collecting and remitting that tax?
So to some extent, Airbnb is a victim of its own success.
Yes, you could absolutely say that. And they're going by the Silicon Valley playbook, which is innovate first, regulate later. Their argument, similar to the argument that Uber and Lyft and the so-called ride-sharing companies would use, is that they've created an entire new business model. Old regulations were created for old economy businesses and simply don't work for them. Cities should adapt their regulations to allow them to operate because they are bringing economic benefit to the city and the residents.
Well, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Carolyn Saeed covers business and technology for the San Francisco Chronicle. We've got a link to her reportage online at californiareport.org.